Well, it's our last day in the jungle, Ant. And after Keris flew the coop, we've got our final three.
Well, that's read, Dick. Who's your pick for king or queen of the jungle, then?
Well, my personal favourite's always been old Christopher Big Chins. But for entertainment value, old plastic bag Janice was head and shoulders above the rest. Still, I can only see one guy winning this series, Anthony.
Are you talking about Jay? Apart from doing well in the trials, he's hardly done out, hasn't he?
Well, nah, not him, Ant. I was talking about the show's executive producer. I mean, he's going to be quids in once they've added up all the money they've made from the premium rate texts and phone votes that we never bothered counting anywhere.
Oh, have you seen this, Jeppy? Russell Brand is looking for a new temporary replacement for Matt Morgan on his BBC Radio 2 wireless program.
I most certainly have my prickly hippopotic puppet pal, and I've already applied for the position.
Ooh, but you couldn't do it, could you, Zippy?
Well, that's just where you're wrong, George. I'll have you know, with my show business background, I could do any job in entertainment I wanted.
Any job except juggling, Zippy. You'd need two hands for that.
Oh, shut up, will you, George, you silly pink amphibious amputee.
My songs aren't brilliant, quite bland, I'm sure. So my accountant said I'm loaded for sure. He smiled at me in his office, said I should write another song. But I won't lose no sleep doing that, 'cause I've got a plan. This song's beautiful, so sellable. It's beautiful, it's true. Same song, boring tales, means album sales. And I don't know what else to do, so I'll forever rewrite you.
Day 96 in an empty Big Brother house. In an effort to squeeze a little more revenue from their sad text-addicted student viewership, Big Brother producers have decided to let them nominate which of the Channel 4 cleaners will get the job of scrubbing the house's solitary toilet. To vote Elsie, phone 0896 4481 and add 01. Or to vote Muriel, phone 0896 4481 and add 02. All calls cost £6.30 and will be counted and verified by the Big Brother production team, who will then ignore the results and choose the one not related to a Channel 4 executive.
Gordon Brown talks in the sun. Finally, the country he'll run. Now he's moved in to number 10 to sit in the chair of one Tony Blair. Through the ages as Chancellor, couldn't wait to move in next door. With political spin through insincere grin, never a frown with Gordon Brown.
There's a view. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth. that here lies in you. Oh, 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 wah, oh, oh, wah.
And now, exclusively live via satellite, direct from the bar at Birmingham's National Indoor Arena, please welcome live on stage, Miss Amy Winehouse.
Oh, there. Just see where you look. My husband, guess what? He's got five DeLoreans.
Welcome to the Pathé Pathetic News. Following the disappearance of the entire Inland Revenue database, here is some sound advice for not-so-free citizens of the Great British Empire to avoid identity theft. Firstly, change your date of birth. Since most people lie about their age upon reaching the ripe old age of 21, this should not prove too inconvenient. And on the plus side, you will now receive double the birthday gifts. Secondly, change your mother's maiden name. To do this, you will need to sever all existing ties with your biological mother. Then simply locate a suitable female candidate over the age of 40, sit down together and fill in the 63-page adoption form and Bob's your uncle. Provided, of course, your newly adopted mother has indeed a sibling by the name of Robert. And finally, you may also find the need to change your place of birth. Still, rather than contacting the local authority to have them change the 1.3 million road signs along the M1 to Milton Keynes, you may consider this option. Simply claim on any future forms you were indeed a test tube baby and simply insert the word Pyrex. Thank you for listening.
This season, give the only compilation double CD that every former chief executive of the Inland Revenue wants to find in his Christmas stocking. Now that's what I call the entire child benefit database.
Volume 1 and 2.
Featuring the most up-to-date records from 25 million uniquely individual UK artists. Plus, order within 28 days and receive Preston Unplugged, a 6-CD box set of exclusively live recorded sessions not heard since October 30th, 2007. Order now, and we're reasonably confident it should show up sometime in the new year.